Indians, disease, or starvation. It was very dangerous. But this small band of people we know as pilgrims fasted and prayed, asking God for His will. They became convinced God wanted them to go to America, but their trip to America was so hard. When they set off on August the 5th, 1620, little did they know that their voyage would be delayed by storms and a leaking ship. So by the time they reached America, it was already winter time, and they had eaten most all of their food supplies. But did the pilgrims quit? Did they decide to just give up and go back home? No. These 102 pilgrims continued to pray for God's guidance as their little ship, the Mayflower, was driven far north of their intended destination. They finally landed in an area we now know as Cape Cod. One pilgrim wrote, "Being thus arrived in a good harbor and brought safe to land, we fell upon our knees and blessed the God of heaven, who has brought us over the vast and furious sea." You see, although these pilgrims had everything working against them, little food, no shelter, with a hard winter coming, they believed that they were blessed. The pilgrims were truly amazing people. But in December, as the pilgrims worked to build their shelters, the people began to get sick. The lack of nourishing food, sleeping on the cold, damp ground, their sheer exhaustion, it was just too much for their bodies to endure. Pneumonia and consumption spread throughout their little colony, and the pilgrims began to die. And by the time the sickness had passed, 47 men, women, and children, almost one half, had died. But unbelievably, those who were still alive became even closer together and closer to God. And they survived. But just how did they survive? Well, an Indian came into their camp. At first, they were all terrified. Most all reports coming back from America told stories of hostile Indians killing and stealing food. But this Indian, his name was Squanto. This Indian was kind, and to their surprise, he spoke English, and he told them an amazing story, that he had been a member of an Indian tribe, a tribe who hated the white man so much that they murdered every settler who came into their area. But years before, as a young boy, Squanto had been captured by explorers and taken back to England. And while he was in England, he was taught to speak English, and for a while, he lived in a monastery. Well, finally, after years in England, he was allowed to come back to his home and his tribe. But when he arrived back to America, he couldn't find his family. You see, the entire tribe had died from some mysterious illness. And that had only been 6 months before. He was so sad and so lost that he wanted to die himself. But as Squanto told his story, the pilgrims began to understand why God had brought their tiny ship to this area. There were no hostile Indians anywhere around. But as Squanto talked with these pilgrims, he began to see the simple faith and simple lives of these people, and he felt a great compassion to help them, to save them. Squanto now felt he had some reason to live. So, with Squanto's help, the pilgrims did survive. He taught them to fish, to stalk deer, to find herbs good to eat and for medicine, and he taught them how to plant corn the Indian way. It was hard, but finally, after their second planting season, the pilgrims had such an abundance of food that they decided to have a wonderful feast of thanksgiving and gratitude to God for saving them. They sent out the word. All were invited to partake in their wonderful feast of Thanksgiving. So, as we kids sat around that table, all dressed like pilgrims and Indians, and Miss Harris, our first grade teacher, told the story of that first Thanksgiving, in my mind, I could see a wonderful picture of thankful people, just like the song, gathering together to ask the Lord's blessing. And on today's program, I'm going to tell some powerful stories of these blessings. We all know the story of Helen Keller, but what do we know of one woman, Ann Sullivan, who was Helen Keller's teacher? This woman, Ann Sullivan, had a troubled and terrible childhood. But did her hardship as a child actually bring about a powerful blessing to Helen Keller and millions of other people around the world? The story of Ann Sullivan is amazing. And can hardships and difficulties of life lead us to wonderful blessings? You'll hear the story of one group of people, all severely handicapped in some way, a people who used their hardship to bless so many others, including me. And one of our most popular American songs, God Bless America, do you know how it came to be written and why songwriter Irving Berlin was even inspired to write it? So gather up your family for some wonderful stories of hope and faith and thanksgiving and blessings. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with more of this special Thanksgiving Day program after these messages.
Hello, this is Kelly Stewart. Jerry and I want to thank you for listening today. This may be your first time to hear Jerry tell these stories, or maybe you're one of his first listeners over 20 years ago. Either way, it is important to find stories about America and share these stories with others. Why? To encourage us all to do our own part and keep America as a good and great nation. It is so important that we use these special holidays in our America to remember, to honor, and to keep clear our vision for a better America. That's what this Thanksgiving program today is all about, not just to entertain us, but to use stories from the past to lead and direct us as we go forward.
And what's our job? To spread these stories that are being told with our families, our schools, our churches. So today, we have something special to offer. Kelly, what do we have for our listeners today?
We invite you to call our office at 817-995-6965. When you call, you can ask about today's special program offer Jerry and I have put together just for our listeners to help you and your family as we all work together and pray for our America. You can also go to our website at www.jerrystewartusa.com. That number again, 817-995-6965, or online at www.jerrystewartusa.com. Let's all do our own part, and let's get back to praying for America. Let's make today a special start, a day of prayer, a day of continuing to pray for our America. Our America is worth saving. God bless you all.
And just what should we be praying for in this Thanksgiving? A return back to God in America.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taken to Ebel's for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Thank you. My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just Leathers.
Hello and welcome back to this special Thanksgiving program. I'm Jerry Stewart. And speaking of Thanksgiving, I'd like to take a moment here and thank you for joining me today.
It's hard to believe it was 25 years ago today that my first Thanksgiving Day program aired on just two stations. And today, we are on over 400 stations airing all across America. And just how did it happen?
It's because you continued to faithfully listen and respond to these programs, and I thank you. Now, I was recently doing some research on popular American music, and I came across a musical fact and a story that is absolutely amazing. It's a story about a young man, a composer, and the one of over 3,000 songs he composed in his long and successful music career. And this one song he wrote is still today the single most popular song of all times in America. Listen to this story. It starts with a poor Jewish immigrant family living in Russia and a son, Israel Isidore Bellini, born to them on May the 11th, 1888. His mother and father had heard about this wonderful nation, America, and when Isidore was only five, they immigrated to America to find their own American dream. But sadly, only 3 years after coming to America, Isidore's father died, and his family was left with the real possibility of starving to death. So Isidore had to work just to survive. At only 8 years old, he took any job he could find. He started off selling newspapers and finally ended up doing street performances, singing, dancing. He finally landed a job in a restaurant as a singing waiter. And one day, he was asked by his boss, the restaurant owner, to write a song for that cafe. It seemed that the rival cafe had written a song and had it published, and his boss needed his own song for his restaurant. So Isidore Bellini, now a young man, wrote a song, and it soon was published. And for writing that song, Isidore was paid 37 cents. But something happened which changed his life forever. On the published sheet music, they misspelled his name. And from that moment on, in the musical publishing world, he was forever known not as Israel Isidore Bellini, but by his misspelled name on his first published song, I, Berlin. Yes, this poor Jewish immigrant who almost starved to death on the streets of New York City became the famous composer Irving Berlin. And he began to work composing songs for the musical stage and Broadway. Well, in 1917, after a number of successful musicals, now at the age of 29, he staged a musical revue for an army base in New York. It was a wonderful patriotic review and tribute to our men fighting in World War I, and it was intended to lift the soldiers' spirits. But here's where a very strange twist to Irving Berlin's story came. He had written one song for that musical review, a highly patriotic song, but he decided at the last moment not to use it. So the sheet music for this song was put away in a trunk with his other unpublished songs, where it stayed for over 20 years. Little did he know that it would someday be his most popular song written, and that it would be a song that would literally lift the failing spirits of a nation in trouble. Well, 20 years passed. It was 1938. By now, Irving Berlin was one of the most successful and respected songwriters in America. But he never forgot where he had come from and just how very blessed he was to live in such a wonderful country, America. Well, Berlin was approached by a man by the name of Ted Collins, the manager of one of the most popular singers of that time, Miss Kate Smith. And when she sang a song, when she put her whole heart into it, no one forgot it. Now, what they wanted Berlin to do was to write a new patriotic song for Kate Smith to sing on her weekly radio program. Well, believe it or not, Irving Berlin, this man who had written over 3,000 songs, tried and tried to write a special song for Miss Smith, but he got nowhere. And he was about to quit, but then he remembered that patriotic song he had written 20 years before. That song he had put away seemingly forever, never to be used. He went to his old trunk of rejected songs, and there it was. And just what was the song? God Bless America. And when Kate Smith sang that song on her radio program in 1938, the phone lines were jammed with calls from listeners, so touched, so moved, that they had to have a copy of that song. The song was published. It sold millions upon millions of copies. And for almost 3 years after, each time Kate Smith performed anywhere, she was asked to sing that song. And each time she was given a standing ovation by audiences moved to tears by her presentation and the song's simple but powerful words. But to me, the most powerful part of the story is this. This song, God Bless America, written by Irving Berlin, was not just a statement. It was a prayer. Irving Berlin was asking God to bless America, land that he loved, to stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. And since that song was written, America has seen many dark days. And each time a dark day has come, Americans all across this great land have turned to this song as an inspiration, as a comfort, as a prayer.
Light from above.
Wow, what a song. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with more of this special Thanksgiving program after these messages.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Presque Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE and G-Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello and welcome back to this special Thanksgiving Day program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Today we're talking about this idea of being blessed. But just what is a blessing? Well, the word blessing comes from an old English word, bletsion, which means to sprinkle with blood, a word used in early pagan sacrifices. But today, Webster's Dictionary says that a blessing is simply a prayer asking God to show His favor. But interestingly enough, something else is mentioned by Mr. Webster. He talks about this idea of a blessing in disguise. That's when a bad thing turns out to be a good thing in the end. But is that possible? Can a bad thing turn into something good? And here's an even more difficult question. Can one person's terrible hardship lead to a wonderful blessing for someone else? We've all heard the story of Helen Keller. She was the famous American woman who was struck both blind and deaf before reaching age 2. But in her life, she was able to overcome her unbelievably tragic childhood, and she became a help and an inspiration to people all around the world. She worked as a tireless advocate for the blind and the deaf. She worked on boards and foundations to provide help and hope to those who believed they had no hope. She even established her own endowment fund, which raised millions of dollars to build schools and clinics for the deaf and the blind. And it's safe to say that she is clearly one of the most adored and respected Americans in our history, and that the blessings she spread in her life rival any accomplishment by anyone in all of the history of mankind. But Helen Keller said herself that as a child she was wild and unruly, kicking, scratching, a terrible and tormented child. Just how could it be that Helen Keller became that person that all America loves? And is it possible that a series of terrible tragedies and hardships can actually lead to the good she did? Well, Helen Keller said it this way: "The most important day I remember in all my life is the one in which my teacher came to me." And just who was her teacher and what part did she play in Helen's life? Listen to this story. Anne Sullivan was born in 1866 to a poor immigrant Irish family living in Feeding Hills, Massachusetts. Anne's father was an alcoholic, and when she was just 8 years old,